Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
The Chateau, a novel by Jacqueline Goldis. Read by Carlotta Brenton, Amanda Carlin, Graham Halstead, Elizabeth Lajolet, Emily Lawrence, Jeremy Carlisle Parker, and Jackie Sanders.
In the prelude to sunrise, just after I've returned to my room and drifted back off to sleep, I awaken to a scream. I bolt up in bed, shove my sleep mask off my face. I reach out to toggle the lamp, but where is the switch? Disorientation in the dead of night is doubled when you're across the world in someone else's home. Finally, I grasp the switch and wince as a light illuminates the cavernous room. The herringbone marble fireplace and towering windows framed in gauzy cream drapes. The leafy branches of an oak tree swishing against the exterior of the panes. In the thick silence that has ensued, I analyze the sound I thought I heard. Its scratchy, desperate contours. Did I dream it? I sag back into my nest of pillows. I suppose I did. I grab my phone to see if one of the girls has texted. No text. And mercifully, no Instagram notification from @I'mWatchingYou88. Only the time blinks back at me. 6:05. So I stole not even 10 minutes of sleep after returning from my little errand. My heart slaps my chest. Did someone see me? Does someone know? No. Impossible. I force my mind to turn over other affairs. The fact that my birthday is officially over. 40. Thank the Lord. 39 felt like a forced march. But now that I'm here, in this new decade, I remind myself, again, that I have everything I've ever wanted. A kind, gorgeous husband. Two amazing kids. A career that has steadily skyrocketed. And I'm hotter than ever, hotter even than most of the 24-year-olds who clamor to take my spin classes. 40 isn't our grandmother's 40, right? My unconvincing pep talk is interrupted by another scream. My breath stalls, hovers, until I gulp for it. The sound roller coasters my eardrums. I've never heard anything so primal. And its origin is clear. Darcy. I hear footsteps outside my door. Arabelle? Belle? When there is no answer, I shout, I'm coming! The few words I manage sandpaper my throat. Darcy needs me. Us. Someone. But still, I am fixed in place to this linen duvet. In the 20 years Darcy de Margalassa Bell has been my best friend, I've hardly ever heard her scream. Darcy is exceedingly patient.